Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program. This is the only program anywhere on this planet or any planet in our known solar system where you can get Macintosh news information, tips, tricks, cool stuff on your radio, online, and on iTunes and on your iPod. You're here with Scott Shipper and Brad Wright. Hey, Brad, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Scott. How
Isn't
you doing, man?
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's just too much. You know, whatever you do, don't get zoned. Whoa.
Don't get zoned for Christmas. Get an iPod.
That's it. Hey, the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by Micromat, DVD-XDV, MCE Technologies, and, of course, FirmTech. You can find out all this great information over at InsideMacRadio.com. And our media partners are Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo Magazine, Creative Pro, Mac Update, Digital Production Buzz, Printing for Less, Inside Digital Photo, and, of course, OSX FAQ. And where would you find all that information at? InsideMacRadio.com.
Absolutely.
We got a pretty cool show lined up today.
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
We do. We have a killer show lined up today.
We got the Buzzmeister coming.
We do. We have Philip Hodgetts. Yes.
Spitting some game about some kind of post-production.
Production. Post-production.
Yeah. I think you might have some tips today. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's very good. Very good. And we've got...
We got Andy Shallett.
Andy Shallett, yes.
Mr. High Maintenance. High Maintenance is coming on.
Oh, hey,
you know, I'll give you a little story here, okay? You want a story?
No. Let's get over to the rest of the show.
Okay,
let's
we'll
get over to the rest of the show. And we have...
Sammy Crackhead.
Sammy Levin, yes,
yep,
is coming
The Crackmaster's coming back. He's laying it down, baby.
He's laying it
he's
down.
He's got a new case
he's
for
something.
He's now
the Crackmaster.
Well, you know,
he's going to crack this case.
We know we have some friends here that... We got a couple buddies here in the studio that know this guy named Ken Rakowski, okay? And this guy named Ken Rakowski does a show called Ken Radio.
Uh-huh.
Used to be on CNET Radio.
Oh.
Until they booted him. well, Ken Rakowski, little Sammy used to be hanging out with little Ken Rakowski.
Uh-huh.
Bobby's buddy. And they called him the Crack Mac Head. The Crack Mac Head.
Oh,
you know,
the Crack
as in, like, you know, really smart.
Yeah.
Well, we call him Crackhead.
Oh, right. Well, we just shortened it out a little bit so you wouldn't get confused.
We don't have enough time to talk about the whole, you know.
Yeah.
So we have little Sammy Levin's going to be with us.
Yes.
We have Mark Wilder on from Samson.
Oh, yeah.
They got some cool stuff. They got a podcasting kit, USB microphones, condenser mics that run off USB with a whole analog to digital converter in them, everything.
Yeah, that's
they
cool.
They got this brand new Zoom gig.
Ooh.
Little handheld recorder, stereo. It's sort of like the Sony one.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool, but it's got XLR connectors on the bottom.
Oh, nice.
Instrument inputs. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So we're talking with those cats.
Pro audio.
We're going to have Stephanie back.
Stephanie
Audio
back.
Head.
Audiohead.net. Yeah, Stephanie,
we're talking about audio today, dude.
You know,
this
we're talking audio today.
Last week, we had the dudes on from Three Doors Down talking about audio.
Yeah.
We got more cool audio today.
That's right.
We didn't
get enough of it. We're coming back for more. Yeah.
So Steph's going to be on talking about more audio goodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's cool?
What's that?
Dude, it's crazy sick. DigiDesign introduced an Inbox Mini.
Oh,
it's like the
size
of two packs of smokes.
Yeah.
And you can run Pro Tools with it, stick in your backpack.
And it won't give you cancer.
It won't give, well, it might give you prostate problems, but not cancer.
There you go.
So that's cool. Alex is going to be on.
Yeah.
Little Alex Gephardt.
Little Alex.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
Live from New Jersey.
Yes.
In studio, actually.
Yes, straight out of here.
We broke her out of Sing Sing. Rikers. Get her out of Rikers. We got her out of Rikers for a few minutes.
We had to keep all the other
prisoners safe. She actually attended the CES press conference called Unveiled in New York City.
Yeah.
A week or so back
in
New York. So we broke her out of Rikers. And she's in the city now.
Yeah. Well,
we're
we
talking
should have
about
said that.
That.
Now they're going to come out of our studio with
Well,
guns
she'll be
and
gone
things.
By the time we're done.
Oh, okay.
She's out of here.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And then we don't know what else we're going to do because we just don't know.
Yeah. No, we got...
We're lost.
I can't
think that far ahead. I have a headache.
We got Soap on the Range.
Soap on the Range.
Not Soap on the Rope, Soap
well,
on the
Well, we
range.
Might. We the might. Guy hasn't confirmed all the
oh,
way
okay.
yet.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's
so the bull riding guys might go AWOL.
Oh, yeah.
But then they might be here.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't count on it, but you never know.
You never know.
But that's going to be cool. And if not, we're going to have other cool stuff because that's all that's here is cool stuff.
And that's why, because you're listening, because it's cool.
That's right. And if you actually email us, we'll send you the drinking game. So every time we say cool,
you got to
take a shot.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's right.
Hey, you are listening to the Inside Mac radio program on KNTS 1220 AM, The Edge 1550 in beautiful Pittsburgh and all over the world and everywhere in the universe. On iTunes, ABC Star Guide, if you're a radio station, whatever. You can get it anywhere, man. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD-XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Macintosh for the new millennium.
This
is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by Micromat, makers of TechTool Pro 4, the preferred disk utility for
only
Mac OS X.
Disk utility.
That's it, bro. That's all you need. That's it. That's it. Check it out over at www.micromat.com. Everything now is universal binary. They even have the Protégé doing dual boot for the Intel and the PowerPC stuff.
Yeah.
Long live the G5. So check it out. www.micromat.com.
Viva la G5!
Yeah! Right now, we have Philip Hodges. Philip is the digital production buzzmeister. Hello, Philip. How are you?
You guys are way too exuberant.
We are.
You're just having far too much fun.
Boy, I can't believe it's been a week since we talked to you last. It seems like it was only an hour ago.
I know.
Hey, you talk about Universal Binary. One of my favorite programs has finally caught up with Universal Binary, and that is Sorensen Squeeze 4.5. Because, you know, since the demise of the much loved and but lamented Cleaner, we haven't had a lot of really good choices for encoding. And Squeeze 4.5 is a lot faster because it's universal binary, and it's one of the two batch processing tools that we have on the Mac, apart from Compressor, which is fine, but there's Compressor, and then there's Episode and Episode Pro from Telestream.
I got a question for you. Now you bring up all this compression stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what's this going to do for me that I can't do in Compressor or maybe even Episode? Let's just talk about Compressor. I have my Final Cut Studio suite. Okay. I got these lovely tools. I can multi-machine render with QMaster. Why do I want Squeeze?
Well, if you wanted to produce a 480 by 360 H.264 video with 40 kbits per second AAC audio in an MPEG-4 file format, you can't do it.
Ah, so and will this play on an iPod? I mean, so basically they've sort of cracked. You know, they give you more flexibility that you can have than with any other compression software.
Yeah. I mean, Episode Pro is similarly flexible. Compressor has this, like, limitations built in. You can go to H.264 for iPod, but you can't change the audio data rate on that. You've got to go with full-on compressed audio. Why waste all that space when, in most cases, audio can be compressed moderately heavily, save a lot of data rate, and still sound great?
I mean, really, you can take audio from a video, and unless there's music in it, you can crunch it down to 32K.
Yeah.
And you really can't tell.
Yeah, if it's just talking, you can squeeze down. Clean recorded voice squeezes down great. Once you start pumping music in there,
if you go to like 64 kbits a second for a single, for a mono track, 128 for stereo, you're going to get pretty good sounding audio compared with uncompressed. And you can work around it. You can encode the audio separately, join them together in a dot move, and then export them from QuickTime Player Pro with pass-through so you don't get a recompression. But why should I have to do that when I can just go with Squeeze 4.5 or something else that is going to do it directly? So that's my problem with compressing. Compressor for most things is pretty good, but I like to have a little bit more control, and now the Squeeze is out for Intel, it's a lot faster. It's got new presets for Blu-ray and HD DVD, and did I mention it's faster?
Oh, yeah, that's good. It sounds like you got an airport behind you there, you know? It's like
a blast in the past.
Is it that much faster because of the Intel deal, or is it just because they weren't comparing it to like a G5 quad, or is it really faster?
They're claiming it's faster, 2 to 3 times faster than the previous version.
Okay, so it's just the code's been optimized.
Yeah. Well, it is now native in Intel Mac, so that's part of the reason why it's faster on Intel Mac. Certainly on Intel Mac, it was kind of slow previously.
Yeah. Well, because it was running under Rosetta.
Yeah, it was in under emulation, and which really that's really not the ideal way to run things, of course.
Look, I love the fact that Rosetta lets me do stuff and work with apps that haven't been updated, but, you know,
it's just
kind of like, you know, don't complain that the dog hasn't anything to say, just marvel that it can actually talk.
Yes, yeah. Very true. So what else is going on? Yeah, so what else is going on out there?
Well, one of the interesting things that AJA released just recently is a little HD and SDI converter to HDMI. So you can go SDI or HDSDI to HDMI. And HDMI has come out of nowhere. Suddenly we've got, you know, cameras that have got HDMI output. We've got a card from Decklink, from Blackmagic, a Decklink card that goes HDMI into it.
You can't buy it yet, though.
You know, I mean, what is very interesting about this is that, you know, because we've been stuck in this analog video world for, since invention, really, and the fact that you have a nice digital interface out that's high def, like HDMI. So it cuts out a lot of the hardware that you need to basically tune an audio signal from analog. And so it does make the cards a lot cheaper and a lot more easier to use.
It is cool. And you are listening to Inside Mac on AM 1220 KNTS and 1550 The Edge in Pittsburgh. And we're here with Philip Hodges talking about HDMI cards.
Yes.
And how come I can't get one from Blackmagic? What's wrong with Grant?
No, Blackmagic does have it.
No, they're not shipping. You can't buy it.
According to Dan May, they shipped from Australia yesterday.
Oh, I see. Okay. But the Australians get it first.
Oh, don't go in on that.
Out on us, Marius.
They're suddenly, okay, we're banned from France. We're banned from all these countries we can't go to.
We're not banned from Australia.
That's
You're
right.
Banned from Australia. You're welcome down under.
We are.
And also welcome down under would be the new Boris FX 9 and Graffiti 5, which, of course, have shuffled down from, they've gone down from Boris Red 4.
I got a question. Has anybody even used Boris stuff anymore at all? Is it worth, what's it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I never even hear about it anymore. Well, except when they do an update.
Well, the people are using it every day. There's a lot of stuff I see on television. I say, oh, yes, that's Boris. There's just looks that I see that I know are Boris. Lots of people are using it because lots of people are using Red disguised as Avid FX.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wonder because, you know, I wonder about the Boris deal because they bought Media 100. I'm like, wow. What are you guys smoking?
Well, no, actually, you're a long time. Yeah, there's still guys cutting things in, you know, Sony U-Matic 3/4-inch tape, you know, so it's like.
And a couple of my favorite plugins have got upgraded recently. Revision FX released FeelKits 2.0, which brings in a lot of their motion tracking technology from Twixter and Real Smart Motion Blur so that it does an even smarter job of interlacing and de-interlacing if you need to go between that. Not a simple thing, not easy to do well. And digital film tools. I don't know if you've ever seen the 55mm set, but they've released 55mm 7.0. 55mm lets you relight in post-production. I was talking to somebody during the week after the Lastybug meeting, and she was saying that she doesn't care about the lighting on interviews that much anymore. She relights it in post using 55mm.
Oh, that is really? So sad. You know, it's going to put the lighting manufacturers out of business.
No, I need to we got a minute. Tell me more about this 55 deal. I need to hear about this. Lighting is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of money, and you're going to drag all these lights around. Tell me about this. Now you've sparked my interest.
Well, what they do is that you can actually go in post-production, you can add, like, the shadow and the highlight from a window or a slatted blinds or all of that, sort of, and it catches the side of the face as it moves. It really looks natural. Basically, these are digital optical filters. They allow you to do into post what you would do with an optical filter or lighting in production.
Yeah, but it's always good to have things lit right in the first place because, you know, it's...
That's very true.
Yeah,
I'm always in favor of doing it right first. But rather than trying to get the absolute finished result, do a good but standard job and not take the extra time to set up, you know, the special...
Don't freak out about it.
The background effects and things like that. Do them in post with 55mm. They're not cheap, but they also can do a 3-strip and a 2-strip simulation of film separations.
Oh, that's nice.
I still think film's better.
Yeah, we've heard that from you before, Scott.
Awesome.
You can catch more of Digital Production Buzz on a Thursday night as we go out live, 6 to 7 p.m. We'll catch you in the podcast, digitalproductionbuzz.com.
Philip, thank you so much. There you go, Philip Hodges, the Digital Production Buzzmeister. You're listening to Inside Mac Radio Program. Next up here, Andy Shallett with his graphic little Mac tip of the week. We'll be right back.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by DVD XDV. If you've created a cool movie in iMovie, Final Cut Pro, whatever, doesn't matter. It's on a DVD now, but now you need to pull this content back off and use it somewhere else. Very easy. DVD XDV will extract this in any kind of format you want it in, save it to your Mac, and then you can use it in any other editing application to reuse your content or whatever. Someone sends you some footage, it's on a DVD already, you need to pull it off. Great stuff. Check them out. They got a brand new website, DVDXDV.com. Plus, they got some new stuff coming.
Yeah.
That I should tell you, but I won't, because
yeah.
I can't.
Yes.
Or they'll kill me.
Yeah.
But look for new stuff coming. There's new goodies on the way. So check it out, DVDXDV.com. Right now we're here with Andrew Shallett. Andy is the author of the Max Out of the Box. I screw that up every week.
Yeah. Hello, Andy. How are you?
The dude writes books or something. I don't know what he does, man. Just go over to Shallett.com and check it out.
There you go.
Hey, Andy, what's up, brother?
Cool. So what we got going on this week?
Well, you know, I was reading a few articles in communication arts and all these things about design, these very highfalutin design ideas and stuff, and it dawned on me that there's still people out there who don't respect the sanctity of type. Now, this is really a designer's issue, but you always see people who are just learning how to do things or just maybe they just don't care. But they take type and they squish it and they squeeze it and they do things to it that they shouldn't do. And I just felt like maybe I should rail a little bit and explain that when, you know, the typefaces are really glyphs that are drawn with very specific sizes and meters and spacing that you really have to respect. And I was thinking about this. It reminded me of the time when I was walking through a Macworld Expo and I had that little handle. Do you remember they sell this handle for the titaniums? That you
yep.
would, like a titanium handle go on the end. And who did I walk past but Jonathan Ive?
Oh!
And Jonathan Ive is the designer of these things. And he gave me the dirtiest looks. Boy, if looks could kill, I would have been a 5300.
Well,
right
you
now.
Took his beautiful titanium laptop and put some hacker handle on it because you didn't want to put your beautiful laptop in a bag.
I didn't
exactly.
want that heathen
you know
in
what?
My show.
It may have worked. It worked, but boy, that guy was, he didn't seem too happy when he saw
No, from what I hear, that guy does that all the time. Don't worry about it.
Okay,
like
well, my point being, though, that in the same way, when you're doing design, like when I'm doing logo design or something, I like to do it where I respect the type for what it is and for how it was originally designed and try to get my design off of that. And then, like, for instance, in Illustrator, they have things now with OpenType where you can use the secret hidden glyphs palette, which you must find. It's wonderful because you have separate glyphs. If you're using OpenType, you've got hundreds of different swashes and things that you can use that are designed for that type, and it's a great way to really extract the most you can and still keep the sanctity of type. So that's a design tip, is to try to keep to the sanctity of type, respect the original design of the typography when you're designing a logo.
Yeah.
So I got a little serious this week, Macworld Expo, where I am speaking, by the way, this year. So if people want to come down and throw eggs at me, I'll be on stage.
So yeah, before there's a run on eggs, get your eggs early. Is that what we're saying?
Exactly. Get your imaginary eggs and you can throw them.
Oh, man. Awesome.
Okay.
Andy, thank you so much for joining us today. There was Andrew Shallett, author of Mac Design Out of the Box, and he's got some really good going with CNET. You can find out all the information about what Andy's up to over at Shallett.com. Next up here, we're going to have Sam Levin with his cool Mac picks. You are listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. If you need troubleshooting, training, advice, or technical support for your Mac, we can help. We can resolve most Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively, and we guarantee it. Plus, our cool internet-enabled remote control software lets us work with you no matter where in the world you happen to be. For more info or to schedule an appointment, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577.
Informal, informative,
in front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio Program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio Program is brought to you by MCE Technologies. If you're looking to get a brand new OptiBay, what this does is let you put another hard drive in your PowerBook or MacBook Pro.
So you can have
up to 400 gigabytes.
400 gigabytes of storage.
In your PowerBook or MacBook.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So you can check them out over at MCE Tech. That's MCE Tech. Right now, we're here with Sam Levin. Little Sammy Levin's with us with his Cool Mac Pick of the Week. Hey, Sammy, how you doing?
Hey, Cool Mac Picks, of course. Well, I've got some cool stuff, Mac and iPod and mobile related. First up, there's a company that has created a really neat scrapbooking product called iRemember. It's called iRemember Digital Scrapbooking. You could check them out at macscrapbook.com. That's macscrapbook.com. And what's unique about this, guys, is that it's a full digital scrapbooking product. So I know that we have iPhoto, and iPhoto is wonderful, guys, but it really is for photos. This ties in to iPhoto. So it's got an iLife tie-in. So you can import photos. It's got backgrounds. It's got a ton of clip art, 3,000 images, a clip art library built in. 15,000 different borders and tags and backgrounds, and 650 templates. Now, I don't know if your friends or your aunt or your mother is into scrapbooking, but it's pretty big, and you don't know.
It's an entire industry of itself.
It's huge, guys.
It's huge. Do you know, Sammy, that they have one guy, that's Dano, that's in charge of all of Epson stuff?
Yeah.
But they have a specific person in charge of scrapbooking.
Well, it's big business.
Just an example. It's
people,
crazy.
You know, people are doing it for, I don't know, hundreds of years. But what's great is that iRemember allows you to take any bit of your images from wherever, drag and drop right from the desktop. It's universal, so it's binary. It's written for the brand new Macs. Inexpensive, $39.95. It's very slick, easy, very simple to use. All the reviewers that I've seen have said great things about it. I just got it. I've got a copy for one of you guys if you want to start using it. I think it's something to check it out, especially for holiday. This is a perfect gift for the holiday. You can get it direct. You can get it at the Apple Store. You can get it at a number of different retailers. But go to MacScrapbook.com. Check it out. It's called iRemember Digital Scrapbooking from Mac Scrapbook. I forgot if that's the exact company name, but
well, that's good enough. They can go to the website and get it. What else you got going on?
It's actually called Intriguing Development.
Ah,
so
okay.
That's the name. Spec Products, our friends at Spec locally, have come up with a number of different iPod cases. You know, they came up with that big tough skin case. It looks like it's meant for someone driving a Hummer, you know, one of those thick rubber skin case. Well, now they have them for the iPod video. They have them for mobile phones. I'm about ready to go off and get a Motorola Q, and now they make a whole array of tough skins for mobile phones.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's pretty cool. I think Spec has done a very good job, and also they've got a whole line of sporting products for people that are active. One of them is called the Active Sport Armband. It supports the 30, 60, and 80 gig video iPod. Check it out at specproducts.com, and of course they've got a new radio that plugs, you know, kind of like the Apple Hi-Fi. I'm waiting to see if they're going to send us one to check out, but when we get it, we'll be able to talk about it a little bit more. They're a very cool company. They're here locally. Check them out at specproducts.com.
Cool. Hey, Sammy, thank you so much. That was Sam Levin with his Cool Mac Picks. You can find out more information about all the cool stuff going on over at Inside Mac Radio. Sammy's Cool Mac Picks over at InsideMacRadio.com. There we go. Thank you, Sammy. Next up here, we have more cool guests on Inside Mac. It just never stops. Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
It's crazy.
It's awesome.
We're going to have Mark Wildler on from Samson Technologies talking about some cool audio gear, more audio goodies. You're listening to Inside Mac Radio Program. We'll be right back.
Creative Planet Communities present the Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Production. Post-production. Distribution. What's really happening now and in your digital future?
The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Momentum for your Macintosh.
Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by FirmTech, the official storage provider of the Cluster Radio Network.
You heard it here.
Cool
Cluster
stuff.
Cluster Radio Network.
SATA backplane, great storage, ultra fast, no cable interconnects, no issue problems. You know, it's really cool stuff. So check these guys out. FirmTech, that's FIRMTEK, FirmTech.com. So, Brad.
Yes.
We have somebody. I don't know who. Somebody's on the phone.
We got Mark Sampson coming up on the line.
Mark. Mark's with us from Sampson. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, you guys.
Mark Wilder of Sampson
Mark
Technology.
Wilder. I'm sorry. Mark Sampson from Wilder Technology?
There we go. This is
I
the
like
Cluster
Wilder
Radio Network.
Technology.
Yes.
I think Wilder is cool, you know?
Yeah, it could work, but don't tell anybody.
Okay, there we go.
It's really his, but he won't tell anybody.
Right.
So, Mark, tell us. You guys have introduced a bunch of new cool products. You have a very cool USB-based condenser microphone podcasting kit with software.
That's right.
That comes in a cool, like, Secret Agent Man case.
That's right.
And then you have
agent,
this.
I like that. Can I use that?
Yeah. This is a Secret Agent Man podcasting kit.
Definitely.
Casino Royale podcaster.
Yeah.
So,
I like that.
Yeah,
the
that you have that. So we're going to talk about that. We also want to talk about your new portable Zoom-branded recorder.
Yeah.
Stereo, XLR stuff. This thing is crazy cool.
Yeah, they're both very, very useful products for the people listening there, particularly people who are interested in podcasting. Where would you like to start? You want to talk about the company? You want to talk about...
Yeah, let's talk about a little overview of Sampson first, because you guys have been in business for years making great audio stuff, you know, really heavy into the wireless stuff. But let's talk about the company overall, then we'll go into the podcasting kit with the Secret Agent Casino Royale kit.
Sure.
And then move into the Zoom gig.
I'll give you the spiel. Well,
cool.
It's Sampson Technologies. We began about 26 years ago. We started off as a very small audio technology company designing wireless microphones. And today we're an industry leader with three distinct brands, Sampson, Harkey, and Zoom. And we... have about 350 products designed and distributed, and they are sold throughout the world.
Wait, so you guys actually have the Harkey amp line for bass amps?
That's right.
Oh, I love those things. Those are
great.
Cool. Yeah, those are great amps.
Yeah, those are that's one of our lines, and then we're the U.S. distributor for Zoom. And of course, we we're very excited about our new products, but we're also excited about our tried and true. We sell a lot of products that aren't very glamorous, amplifiers, for example. It's a great company, and we're very excited about our future.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about these USB microphones.
Well, the USB microphone is a first of all, I can tell you it's the top-selling USB microphone on the market. It is an affordable solution that will provide anyone who wants to get into podcasting or any other kind of new media an opportunity to deal with audio in a way that's not as expensive or as cumbersome as traditional microphones. You know, traditional microphones require specialized components like amplifiers, mixers, and things like that to process the audio. What we did is we took our most popular condenser microphones that we sold to studios around the world, and we put a USB interface there, and then we also put a preamp inside the microphone. So what you get is literally plug and play with a microphone. You can plug it into your USB port, and it works great with GarageBand. It works great with any number of other DAWs. And along the way, we decided we would bundle it with a couple of other audio products that make it a little bit easier for somebody to get in all at once. So what we did is we put it together with the shock mount, which holds the microphone, keeps you from having any handling noise. We put it together with the MD5 mic stand, which is a heavy-duty desktop stand, keep you from knocking it over or anything like that. And then it's got a USB cable, of course, and it's got software. We sell it with Sonar LE, which is a DAW that you can use to process your audio, mix and master, and create podcasts.
But it could also work with GarageBand.
Yes, as I say, it works great with GarageBand. Really, the Sonar is for the PC world. It's really a PC program. We certainly don't want to exclude our friends on the PC, and obviously it works great in the Mac environment. We got an excellent 4 mice rating in Macworld a few months ago.
Now what's the specs on this mic? I mean, how much sound pressure can it handle? How much
you're going to ask me technical questions?
Yeah,
I am the marketing director. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
I can answer those questions for you. The specs on the mic are excellent. I believe the CO3 will handle 138 dB.
Wow.
And I believe the CO, I don't know the exact spec on the Q1, But I can get that for you if you give me just 1 second.
You know what I want to try? I want to try the VR88.
Oh, you do?
The ribbon mic.
Well, see, that's not a USB microphone.
Oh, no, well, we don't need USB. We're going to run this into our Apex 230 voice strip processor.
Yeah, we got some audio gear here.
You guys have been doing a little market research. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
We're totally into audio.
So just going off what we just told people, that's a ribbon mic, and we'll save that for next time, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great mic. I heard it this summer, and I can't wait for mass production on it. It's going to be a real category killer, I think.
Now, can this mic, this USB mic, do 24-bit audio, or is it just exclusively?
It's a 16-bit audio. 16-bit?
Okay.
It's 16-bit. We find that works across the board, and it renders very good audio. We also obviously want price to be something that people can afford to get into. The CO1U and the CO3U podcast packs are $169 to start. So that's everything you need to get started, and we think that is a price point that allows everybody to get in.
That's cool. Hey, you're listening to Inside Mac here. We're with Mark Weiler. He's the Director of Marketing at Samson Technologies, and we've been talking about their cool USB microphones for podcasting and cool stuff. Mark, let's go in now. Let's talk about the Zoom H4. This thing is crazy cool.
Well, you're absolutely right. Of course, the first thing people say when they see it is, hey, is that a taser? And, of course, we say, no, it's not a taser. But I'm happy to report there have been no issues with airport security, to our knowledge. And if anybody has an issue, please let us know. We like to hear that stuff. But seriously, we are really excited about this product. It is everything that we say it is. And I'm not just saying that because I work for the company. I'm also a musician and a songwriter, and I love the thing. It's just very versatile, can do so many different things with it, and it's got a life that really, if you're into audio in any form or fashion, it's a product you got to check out, because it's really geared for just about anybody who's interested. It's got stereo recording, so you can do that up to 96 kilohertz.
Oh, nice.
And, if you're really down with that, and that's your thing, then, you can do that. So say you're in a band, or you're doing something musically, like maybe you're a pianist or something, or a guitar player, you want to record yourself playing, you can do that. Maybe you're a songwriter like me, and you want to use the four tracks. Well, it's a four-track recorder, too, so you can record up to four tracks on it, bounce those down to one track, and then open up three tracks. So you got, four, as many tracks as you need, and you can do it all on an SD card up to 2 gigabytes. So as long as you've got memory space, you can record quite a bit on the thing. And then it also works as an audio interface. So if you want to run it right into your Mac or your PC, you can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got the what I really like about this, it actually has real audio connectors on it.
Yeah, that's right. And we are the only portable recorder like this that has XLR and combination quarter inch inputs.
Yeah, no, this thing is way cool.
Yeah, we literally can't keep them. It's an exciting time for us here.
Is there any kind of automatic gain control or anything in the recorder to tune the front end?
So there is.
Yes.
There is automatic gain control in the front end. There's also a switch on the side that allows you to set the gain sort of as a preset, a low, medium, or high. I tend to find low and medium work really well for music. For speech, you really want medium or high. And I'll also brag a little bit about the Zoom people, because they put a really nice manual together. Even though there are some things in it that kind of get a little esoteric, once you learn how to use it, I feel it's very intuitive device to use. And, it's all spelled out right there in the manual. So it's a really well thought out device. The other thing that, when we talk about the microphones for just a second, you've got the XY combination. A lot of people ask us, well, why did you do it that way? The reason is for pure stereo imaging. You get a better stereo image when you do point your microphones in this direction
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's very important. I mean, microphone placement, obviously getting stereo microphones are really, really tough to do just in and of themselves.
Yeah.
Getting good imaging is also very, very tough.
Yeah, and then, when you throw on to that it's got onboard studio effects, it's got compression, limiting, and even mic modeling. So you've got a lot to play with on just the built-in microphones, and then you guys are audio heads, so if you want to, when we get you a ribbon mic, if you want to plug that in, you can do that too.
Wow.
Yeah, this thing is very cool. How much is the H4?
Oh, the H4.
What's retail on
is,
the H4?
The H4 is, you can get it out on the street for $299.
I don't see how. I mean, that's unbelievable. Because other people
you
that
just
have...
just paid $1,400 for your Marantz?
Well, no. But I'm saying, I mean, the only ones... I mean, there's a couple other people that have a type of recorder like this.
Sure.
Hey, Mark, we're coming to a break. Can you hold on with us for a second?
Not a problem.
We're here with Mark Weller. He is the director of marketing from Samson Technologies, and we're geeking out on cool audio stuff. This H4 thing is cool.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, less than $300 free price.
Crazy.
It is cool. Cool stuff. You're listening to Inside Mac Show. We'll be right back.
If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. You know, this part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by our partners, Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine. If you want the oldest, longest printed, best, most read publication on digital imaging, and even they still talk about film sometimes too, you can check them out over at popphoto.com. We're here with Mark Weller. He is the man over there at Samson, and we've been talking about just these great products, and we're just, you know, we were talking before the break about this H4 pocket stereo portable recorder. I think there's another brand on the market that makes something similar to this.
There are
it's
a couple.
Like $2,000.
Yeah.
There are some very very expensive products like this, and there are some products that are a little more affordable. But we like where we are in the space. We definitely like the versatility. We kind of think of it as the Swiss Army knife, if you will, of portable recorders, because it has a little bit of everything. You know, I haven't even gotten to tell you about the guitar effects that are built into it.
Oh, because that was the old...
I play guitar, too,
and I remember the Zoom players from way back when I used to play mm-hmm. guitar. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got the equivalent of our new Zoom G2, which is a modeling multi-effects pedal, and it's got bass models as well. So if you're a guitar player, for example, and you want to use this thing out with your band or to do songwriting, and then you want to come home and do some more tracks, you can use it with your PC on a DAW, and by the way, we ship it with Cubase, did I mention that? You can run guitar right into it through the audio interface. It's really a fantastic product.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. And it records at 24-bit 96.
That's right.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it goes up to 96, but it also goes down to, I believe, I want to say 42 MPS on MP3.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's got a lot of versatility, and as I think I mentioned before, it does an SD card of 2 gigabytes.
Oh, wow.
So you can get about 380 minutes of recording with it set on 44.1. If you're looking for a lot of recording time, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing's pretty fun. Now, Mark, where do we get more information on the H4, the CO3U recording kit with the Casino Royale case, and, you know, all the cool stuff you guys are up to? We definitely want to have you back because there's a lot of other products that we want to talk about that we just ran out of time with today. But where do people find out about at least these two cool things, especially the H4 Rocks? This thing is way cool.
Absolutely. I'd love to be back. You can find out anything you want about us at www.samsontech.com. And, you know, come on over and check it out. The H4 is pretty prominently displayed there. Just click on the Zoom link, and you'll find it. It's pretty easy to find. We made it easy for you. And, you know, they're sold everywhere. You can get them just about anywhere that they sell these kinds of things. And there's a lot of applications for it that go outside of music. We just didn't get a chance to talk about those.
Yeah. I mean, there's even some. I mean, you guys have a wireless transmitter system.
Well,
that
was how they got their start. Yeah,
that's right.
They got one that plugs in an AX now. Wireless AX setup.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about, and I'd be happy to come back and talk with you guys.
Cool. Thanks, buddy. There you go.
Thanks
Mark Wilder, Director of Marketing from Samson Technologies. Like he said, you can find out more information on these guys over at Samson Tech. That's Samsontech. T-E-C-H. I'm thinking of FirmTech. S-A-M-S-O-N-T-E-C-H, SamsonTech.com. This is cool stuff, man.
Oh, it's really good.
It's great that these guys are making this audio gear now that's affordable and you have this such high quality because, you know, years ago, to get the quality of even that USB mic,
yeah,
you know, you would have spent $400 or $500 for a microphone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you need a preamp, you need this. I mean, literally, I haven't played with the Samson. I have another Samson regular mic that's just like this one, but it's a regular XLR condenser mic. Already used it. Wasn't, you know, it's pretty good stuff, and the price is really economical.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is great stuff, and it's stuff that you don't have to, you know, sell off one of your children to buy.
Exactly.
It's good stuff, and it's just quality audio, and that's back to the thing, like last week we were talking about greataudio.com, the Three Door Down guys. We just have all this cool stuff. We got Steph coming on later.
Yeah.
Audio head. We got more audio geek stuff coming. This is cool. Cool stuff. And like I said, just Google... Google Cool and Inside Mac, and you'll find the drinking game about cool. So whoever's listening is probably wasted by now. You're listening to Inside Mac. We'll be right back. Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program, the only program on this known, in, on, and around this known universe that is the leader in Macintosh programming, radio, television, podcasting, terrestrial, online, you name it, we are there. You can find out more information.
Terrestrial broadcasting.
Yeah, E.T., brother, bring it down. The Grays are coming. Check it out, area51.com. No, okay, actually, www.insidemacradio.com.
Yeah.
Cool guests so far on the show. I mean, we had Mark on from Samson talking about, you know, they got some cool microphone stuff. They got the USB deal. They got the H4 flash-based stereo recorder with XLR quarter-inch combo Neutrek inputs on the bottom.
Yeah.
Pretty cool combo input deal. It's real stuff. You know, a lot of these recorders that have these little pocket deals, they don't have real inputs.
Yeah, they have really crummy inputs. And so you get lousy sound. And this one already has automatic gain control, so you'd have to sit there and monkey with levels and stuff when you're
recording. Like my Big Marantz. The Big Marantz was like, you know, $800.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's big. This thing is small, but you know what's cool about it? It actually has dual XY axis stereo condenser microphone in it.
Yeah.
So it's good just to be able to lay it on the table and get a room recording. Maybe you're at a conference.
Maybe you're at a concert. You're doing a bootleg of Three Doors Down.
Yeah, they'd love that. Great.
Just slip this thing right into your jacket and you're going.
I got a feeling anymore at concerts, though. They check you for all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think they do. Well, not unless you swallow it before going in.
Yeah. So I seen an XLR jack in the back of my head.
Yeah, that's right.
Chink, and I could just plug a mic in.
That's right.
But yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. So, you know.
Very good. Yeah. No, very good show. Yeah. We got more stuff coming up. We got
Alexander coming on talking about these wild, crazy cats. They let Alexander out of Rikers. So she's coming on to talk about...
Now the police is going to be looking for us.
They won't catch you. These guys are in New York. They're already drinking right now. She's going to talk about the CES tech preview. There was a preview in New York City last week. Actually, 2 weeks ago now. I don't know why last week. I'm cool.
2 weeks ago.
We got a game about cool. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Oh, yes.
Want a cocktail? Cool.
Cool. Cool, Scott.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
So Alexander's going to be talking about the CES tech preview and what's going on. There's, you know, the huge consumer electronics show that is a monster, the biggest show in Las Vegas. Over 1 million square feet, 150,000 attendees. Everything you can think of, it has electronics running through it, and you can buy it somewhere at a retail location. It's in one of these buildings. It's bigger than an AV.
Wow.
It's fun stuff. And that's what I'm torn about this year. You know, it's the same time as Macworld.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? We're going to do Macworld Tuesday and go to Vegas Wednesday?
That would be a good plan.
There you go.
And make it back on the same
House of Shields.
House of Lords.
Whatever.
Of Lords.
You know, we want lobster
best
bisque.
Lobster bisque. Sahara.
Yeah.
Sahara, House of Lords. Best lobster bisque on the planet. Awesome stuff.
It is pretty good. I have to admit he's right.
It's great stuff. We've searched the planet for lobster bisque.
I have. Many states. Texas, y'all. Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You name it, north, south, east, and west, and the House of Shields.
Yeah, House of Lords.
Whatever.
House
I don't know why I call Shields. Because there's Shields in the logo. It's your fault, man.
Okay. Yeah, see, I'm married. I understand that everything is my fault now.
Okay. Yeah, see, there you, like, yeah, there you go. You know, next up, we're going to have Steph on.
Yes.
From Audiohead.
Audiohead.net. Yeah,
we're talking about more audio gear.
More audio gears, things that you can buy for this holiday season.
I really want to talk to her because, you know, she's tight with the cats over at DigiDesign like we are.
Oh, yeah.
The brand new Inbox Mini. Dude, this thing is way crazy cool.
Oh, she's up on it because she's been doing stuff with DigiDesign for forever. You know? She's always has the skinny
I have one coming myself already.
Oh.
Well, the problem is I take an Inbox everywhere. I am glued to Pro Tools.
Yes.
You know? If I could make a dongle, I'd just plug it in my head with that XLR port.
What you do is you rip out the guts of it, and you sort of, like, you know, embed it into the little... You take out your optical drive, and you embed it somewhere into your laptop, and then you're good.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to buy the old Inbox on, you know, some trash one on eBay.
Yeah.
Somehow... It recognizes the Inbox is plugged in so you can run Pro Tools.
Because,
you know, a lot of times you can do audio processing work and you can do a lot of things and you don't really have to have all these inputs and IOs.
Yeah.
But the Inbox Mini is cool. Like I said, the thing's basically the size of like two packs of cigarettes. So it fits in your backpack. You know, it's small. It's fun stuff. Steph's going to talk about this when we come up next. Then Alex is, you know, fresh out of Rikers. CES press conference preview, the unveiled. Ha-ha. And then we got more stuff after that. So stay tuned. You are listening to the Inside Mac radio program.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listen to online tonight or the David Lawrence show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Macintosh for the new millennium.
This is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Radio program. This part of the Inside Mac Radio show is brought to you by American Photo Magazine, the leader in all of the cool, high-end, great, artsy-type stuff that has to do with photography, digital film, you name it, it's all there. You want to check them out at AmericanPhotoMag.com, or you can pop over to PopPhoto.com.
Yeah.
So, cool stuff.
Yeah.
We got more audio.
We got more audio.
Later on, we're going to have Josh Mobley on. Mm-hmm. I think Josh knows Steph. So that's pretty cool. But right now, our guest,
Fred. Yes, here we go. We've got Stephanie Jorgel from Audiohead.net. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Steph, how you doing?
Awesome.
Yes. Okay, so we're talking Christmas. We're talking gifts you can buy.
We're talking about the new DigiDesign Inbox Mini.
The Inbox Mini, yeah.
Isn't that thing cool?
Very, very cool. You know, there's a lot of people, they keep asking, is there going to be a new Inbox? Is there going to be a new Inbox? And, you know, they had the original Inbox, and then they totally redesigned it, and now they've just come out with a new one, and it's cheaper. It's, you know, it's great if you're a Pro Tools user.
Yeah, well, I think that's just about anybody who's serious with audio has to have Pro Tools on their system.
You know, if you're not using Pro Tools, you might as well go home. Come on.
You know, it's pretty open. You know, if you're the kind of interesting thing is for someone who's going to be interested in the the Inbox Mini. It's, you know, that's more of an entry level market, and it's not really that essential that you use Pro Tools. It's just that Pro Tools really has that brand recognition.
Yeah.
You know, GarageBand. You know, personally, I find things like GarageBand easier to use.
Oh, that's very
true. A lot more intuitively designed, but that's just because I think that DigiDesign, you know, has got just this history of being the strong standing leader for professional recording, and then, you know, in them producing a mini an Inbox in the first place, what they were trying to do is they're trying to enter the consumer market and also allow bands and people who are composing at home to be able to port their projects once they're finished, you know, doing the sketching out, to port them onto a big system and maybe use some more high power plugins and gear. So that's really, I think, where that device is is designed, but as far as, you know, it does have its limitations in that it's limited to just being used in with Pro Tools. You can't use it with GarageBand or other applications like you can some other interfaces.
Yeah, but really, I mean, spend your time, learn Pro Tools, and you don't need anything else.
Yeah. I think about it is I like the, things that Apogee make. I mean, there are higher-end users.
Yeah.
At least you can use this as a dongle to run Pro Tools. So, I mean, it's worth that. Just in and of itself, you know, you could actually you have it laying around just so you can plug it in. And
The Apogees they don't have the brand recognition, but they're really great sounding interfaces. I mean, for a long time, Apogees were like the secret weapon in studios alongside Pro Tools. Like people would use Pro Tools, but for the DSP, but use the Apogee interface
to bring it
all
in.
Being able to process the signal. Yeah. And a lot of people, if they were, if they're going to take something off of tape, and bring it back to tape, they would run it through the Apogee just because it's the highest level conversion. Now, in recent years, I've heard producers and engineers saying that they feel like the the Pro Tools HD finally made it, you know, to that level where you don't really require an Apogee. But you know, on the entry level level, I have huge respect for Apogee. Their sound is just amazing, and also they've been known for their when you record guitars through an Apogee, there's just something about the way that it handles the signal that you really get that richness that you're looking for without compromising it, which is really important in a digital age, you know, where things end up not sounding warm enough.
Yeah, that's very true.
But other techniques you can use for warming up a signal are, if you use like a tube preamp, that tends to warm it up a bit too. So I think with pretty much any interface, whether it's like a, an M-Box, a Mini-Me from Apogee, or, any one of the M-Audio interfaces that are out, or any of the other ones that are out there, if you use a tube preamp, that tends to help warm it up a little bit.
Yeah, hey, you're listening Inside Mac here. We're with Steph from AudioHead.net, and we're talking about cool audio gear. Hey, Steph, they're claiming here with this M-Box Mini that for some reason it processes guitar frequencies better. Any idea on that one?
Well, I think, they have been striving, for years to make their interfaces sound better and better. So I think in this particular new version of the M-Box, they're just trying to bring, they're trying to close the gap between, any claims that their M-Box isn't as good as their Pro Tools HD. So, I think that nowadays it's becoming cheaper and cheaper to manufacture better and better devices. So, version, they're trying to address that. So
yeah, I mean that's really where it is coming down, is because as these products become more and more integrated, it's still very expensive to build the analog front end. But once you get everything into analog, out of analog into digital, then of course it's not a big deal. But I mean that's what made the Apogee really special, is the fact is that it had all of this this stuff in the front end, so that it wouldn't mess up the signal before it got to the digital side. Yeah, I said that well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Steph, what else is going on in the land of audio? Anything else you've seen lately that's cool? That's just like wow.
Well, I was really I'm always impressed by the stuff that the different plugins and stuff that are coming out. There's a company that that has really been growing at a huge rate. It's called Isotope. Have you guys heard of Isotope?
No, tell us about it.
Oh, Isotope. It's I-Z-O-T-O-P-E, and they make these phenomenal sounding plugins, and they're doing a lot of development, a lot of third party development as well. So if you hear some great sounding plugins inside other applications, chances are
it's kind of interesting, because you have these guys that used to make like TC Electronics, and you had these guys that used to do rack boxes, and now it's just all it is that you have guys that are they're switching over to plugins, because the analog, people don't buy rack gear anymore, really. I mean, that doesn't really happen.
And one of the great things about Isotope, too, is they do 64-bit modeling, their plugins just sound great. Some of their plugins are like Trash, Ozone, Spectron. Trash I personally love. It's just this amazing distortion box within a box. But they're developing third-party plugins as well, so you should really, I think everybody should kind of keep an eye out there on Isotope and see what they've got out, because they're really, really great plugins, and they make them for, you know, you can get them in audio units. They were actually originally a PC only VST.
Oh, Heathen Box. Oh, yeah, Heathen Box.
But they've totally come around. They came around to the Mac a couple years ago, and just amazing sounding plugins. I mean, one of those is all you need.
All right. Hey, we got about 30 seconds left. How do we find out more about Stephanie and audio and everything?
You just go to audiohead.net, and you can find lots of resources and information on recording and plugins and what pros use to record and engineer their tracks. And so that's it. Audiohead.net.
Cool. Hey, thanks, Steph. Appreciate it a lot. There you go.
Yeah.
Great stuff. More cool audio. Later on in the show here, we're going to have Josh Mobley on. Josh is a composer. He's done a bunch of stuff. He did a bunch of television shows, movies. We'll be right back.
The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepherd is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by our friends over at Creative Pro. If you're a creative professional and want to get creative, well, this is a place you need to get creative at. CreativePro.com. All kinds of cool stuff. Ticks and trips and all kinds of cool stuff.
Tips and tricks. Yeah, ticks and trips.
Well, you know, it's Halloween. I'm thinking of Halloweeny.
Yeah, with our friends, Halloweeny's Rob Schraub. Yeah. Yes, from Ringwald and Molly.
Yes, you better get your... Oh, hey, right now we're here with Alexandra Gephardt. She's fresh in from the fine state of New York somewhere.
How you doing?
That's the Big Apple, baby.
Yeah.
So you attended the CES New York press preview, big monster shoe that was like 2 weeks ago. And what did you learn?
We were lucky enough, Scott, as we always are. We were invited to the special. It's called CES Unveiled. It was held on November 8th at the Metropolitan Pavilion in beautiful downtown New York City. They went through, it was a special press briefing, and listed the products that are honored in the CES 2007 show. There were over 30 categories of different gizmos and gadgets that were honored and honorees. So I'd like to go through them for the group.
Okay, let's do that.
And some of the cool stuff we saw, of course, like we care a lot about the iPod and iPod gadgets.
Uh-huh.
Monster Cable had an iCar Play Wireless. That's a product to look out for. In honor of our Inside Digital Photo show, CES gave the award to a Kodak EasyShare digital camera with dual lenses.
Oh.
Of course, the Intel Core 2 Duo microprocessor received special mention.
Oh, isn't that good? The heathens are out. They're giving themselves awards again. I bet Desmond was there just dripping.
Oh, you got to leave Mr. Crisis alone. he's not here to defend himself. Hey, he can hear you. He's just over across the pond over there. I'm in the bay. He's just in the middle of the bay over there.
Well, he must be saving me the spot in Alcatraz for my transfer from Rikers, huh?
Yeah.
We also had a company called New Media Life that's going to be introducing a world's first and smallest portable wireless IPTV and podcasting device.
Ah.
So this is something to be on the lookout for, of course, for mobile and portable media. They also had a trade show floor, and some cool products that stuck out to me was a company partnering with Qualcomm. They're called MediaFlow. They're going to be developing solutions for mobile content. I, of course, had the opportunity to meet Three Doors Down, who was on the show last week.
Yes.
So they're doing their audio, great audio campaign. Micro Optical introduced glasses that were they were awesome. They were the iPod viewing glasses. You plug in these sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, what is that like? You know, it's like, what is it like to have put on glasses with a video screen? I mean, does it hurt your eyes after a while? I mean, I'd kind of like, you know, I'd feel weird, you know?
Well, I had to see it for myself. So, of course, you know, I put on the pair, and you can see, you get peripheral vision. vision. So the iPod screen is directly in front of you, but on the corners, you still can look and see what's ahead of you.
So if you're driving along.
I don't recommend them for driving, but they have built-in earphones so you can actually hear and see. And if you were sitting, it is a much more comfortable experience than having to hold up the little video iPod.
Yeah. How's the resolution on the screen? That's the one thing is because, you know, this is obviously being projected from a little itty bitty teeny tiny panel. So does the video look fuzzy? Does it look close?
No, actually it looks pretty good. I mean, my eyesight I think is fuzzy, but it's as good or better than what you would
see. So you need prescription iPod, you know.
My View prescription, maybe a whole new product line for Micro Optical.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I liked them. They worked. It was better than I expected. Real quick, two more. Music IP. There was a search engine. And, of course, Samson introduced their USB microphones.
Very.
That's the highlights.
Right. Alexander, thank you so much. There you go, Alexander Gephardt, with her report live from the CE Unveiled press event in New York City last week in the Big Apple. You are listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Next up, we're going to talk about a new game, y'all. Cool.
When it comes to product development and the strategic direction of your business, not everyone can offer you a crystal ball. At the industry measure, formerly Trendwatch Graphic Arts, we're not clairvoyant, but soon it may seem that way to you. With extensive market surveys in the field at least 6 times a year, the industry measure delivers you reliable, projectable market data that makes growing your business seem magical. Digital printing, variable data printing, employee retention, overseas outsourcing, new media, investment projections in the creative, printing, internet, and publishing markets. The industry measure reports the variables that ensure your business never becomes a vanishing act. We measure the information you need in a wide variety of market reports, atlases, special and mini reports, on time and on budget. Hocus pocus? No, just focus. Visit theindustrymeasure.com, your industry data resource. The Industry Measure.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. You know, this part of the Inside Mac show, Brad, is brought to you by Mac Update.
Is it really?
Where do you want to go to get all your software update on your Mac?
I don't know. Where am I going to go?
At Mac Update.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
Really?
There you go, MacUpdate.com. And I have a little message for everybody. You know, there's a brand new show called Inside Digital Photo. Keeping up with digital imaging is a snap. Inside Digital Photo is your one-shot, one-stop for audio and video broadcast aimed at amateur and professional photographers and every shutterbug in between. Inside Digital Photo takes a wide-angle view on the hottest cameras, lenses, lighting, printers, paper, software, storage, and more. Scott Shepard is your host. That's me.
Oh, who's that? Oh,
I don't
that's
know.
You? You're
yeah.
doing that? Tell
Inside
me.
Digital Photo is done in association with Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine and American Photo Magazine. So it's pretty cool. So all I got to do is zoom on over to iTunes.com, then search for Inside Digital Photo or just, you know, digital photography. You'll find it right there. It's one of the top shows. Right now, it's been up for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's in the top 5, I think.
Wow.
Of all photography things. Give it another week or two.
Yeah.
We're going after him, brother.
Yeah. We're getting at the top of the list.
Subscribe for free and you get it. Inside Digital Photo. This is on terrestrial radio. It's online and it's a podcast. So it rocks. It's free. It's like Inside Mac, but it's all digital photography all the time. And there's a ton of video up there. There's cool interviews from Photo Plus Conference and Expo, and our buddies over there, Jack Howard, Jada Four from Pop Photo and Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine. There's stuff there. I got interviews from the vice president, the head of Sony Imaging.
Yeah.
From Japan.
Yeah.
Hero.
Something or other son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool
so,
stuff.
So anyways, tell us about this little game people have put together. Some
I've been getting emails from people because, you know, we like the word cool.
Yeah. I think cool is cool.
Cool
what
is cool.
What do you think? Okay.
So this is cool, though. So I get this email from this cat that says, okay, here's the deal. They got a drinking game now that every time they sit down, they listen to Inside Mac Radio and they get it as a podcast.
Yeah.
Because they're in a part of the country where they can't get us on radio.
Mm-hmm.
So they play this, you know, they put it on a speaker, whatever, they play it. So every time we say cool, they have to take a drink.
So they just took like 6 game. Drinks in the last segment, this
cool.
little short period.
Yeah.
You know, it was just our new boss just came by and just says, you know, I wish you guys wouldn't say cool so much.
Right.
Because I've been doing radio and I know what cool radio is, and saying cool too many times is just not cool, and so
right.
that's not cool to say
so don't
cool.
say cool
so
anymore.
Don't say cool anymore.
And if you're playing the game right now, you're done.
Yeah.
You're not going to be cool. You're going to be alcohol poisoned. But you could play with like Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. You can play with, well, you can play with water too. I mean, you might get poisoned, you know, over.
It's all the chlorine.
Yeah, all the chlorine.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Not cool at all.
So, oh well.
Yeah.
So, talk about photography. We got a minute and a half left here. You, we were both at NAB New York.
Yes.
You were in NAB with me.
Yes.
We did NAB.
Yeah.
We dumped the hosers we were with.
Uh-huh.
And we went over to B&H.
Yeah.
Dude, B&H, what do you think?
B&H is really cool.
Now, did you look at the D80 there?
Yes, I did. I still have not.
How close? You were close, huh?
I did.
You were
I was really close to getting it. You know, I really like the D80. The problem is that, you know, what I've learned is that, you know, is that really lenses and glass and content really makes a big difference, too. So I'm still holding off on the D80.
Did you see the video over at Inside Digital Photo on the D80 with Steve Heiner?
Yes, I did.
I was amazed with what you can edit in that camera, mm-hmm. with the color shifting and doing all the stuff, and it rewrites new files of the card.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool camera. And they consider that a prosumer entry-level camera.
Yeah.
Like $800.
Do you realize every time we say cool, we're contributing to delinquent behavior?
I'm glad. That's cool. And I think there's some guy here charging us $5 a piece. Cool.
It won't be cool when you get the bill.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, that's it. Just something to look at, the D80. You know what else I saw that was pretty cool was the Nikon S7C. This is a CoolPix 7-megapixel camera. It's got a 2.5-inch screen on it, but it's got built-in Wi-Fi, and it comes with a free 1-year account with the hotspot deal with T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah. No, nice.
So, you can take a picture, and if you're near a Starbucks, it's on every corner of any city that's got anybody that lives there.
And just
send your pictures free.
Oh, nice.
Take a picture with this little Nikon CoolPix. Boom. Select the email address in your camera. Hit a button. Off it goes. You're listening to the Inside Mac Show. Next up, Josh Mobley. We'll be right back.
You know where you want to go. The challenge is getting there. That's why AGFA has developed innovative solutions that address your current needs while preparing your business of the future. Our chemistry-free CTP is one example. Effortless workflow software and high-productivity inkjet printing are others. We develop technology with your goals in mind, because our goal is to help you arrive at your destination efficiently and profitably. Stay ahead with AGFA. Visit agfa.com for more info.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac show. If you want to get cool business cards made, doesn't matter what kind of file you have, it can be anything. These cats will print. This is true ink on paper offset printers, not digital stuff, not some big Xerox photocopier that's just going to puke out some toner for you. This is real chemical ink.
Very good rates, too. Yeah. I mean, very good prices.
They do
good
it.
Good quality stuff.
These guys are really cool. So you can check them out over at printingforless.com. Right now, we're here with our buddy Josh Mobley. Josh is a designer of music. He is a composer, a creator, a musician, and he's done all kinds of cool stuff. The last time we talked to Josh, they just got done scoring a television series on TNT called Wanted. Josh, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guy?
Hey, how's it going there in Pittsburgh?
Things are great. You guys are on the radio here now, right?
Yeah, we're on 1550 AM on the Edge, so you can listen to us live, like right now, Saturdays, 1 to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on 1550, the Edge.
Nice.
Cool stuff there. So, hey, man, how you been?
Been good. Been busy.
The last time we talked to you, you know, you did the deal with your partner that you guys did you scored Wanted. That was
right.
A pilot series on TNT, and I guess that thing, what, they killed it or something, yeah?
Yeah, there was some weirdness going on over there, but
you brought up that horrible memory.
It wasn't because of the music, though.
They killed my show.
No. I mean, I think we'll probably be doing more shows in the future.
That's really good. Now, what other kind of things have you been doing since we talked last?
Let's see. I had some music on last Monday, but the Monday before last on Friday Night Lights. And
really? That's cool. That's a cool show.
Yeah, those guys just took two drinks when you said that.
Yeah. We got this new drinking game, so every time when you listen to the show and you hear cool, you got to take a shot.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
or a drink of beer.
So feel free to say the C word as much as you want.
Cool.
Whoa.
So you did the Friday Night Lights gig. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and let me see. Did some stuff for Disney for the Mickey Magic show.
Wow, now how do you, how do you go, you have an agent that actually gets this kind of stuff for you? I mean, you're creating all this great music, but how do you have time to chase all these guys down to get all these gigs?
I really don't. I work with a company called Selectrack. And this would be selecttracks.com. And, you know, basically they're a publishing house and a custom music house. And, you know, they send me work and, yeah, I do it. And, yeah, it's actually really cool. They have a studio down in Baltimore, and I do have the stuff here, fly it over the internet, and then if need be, you know, I'll actually go down there and finish the recording process.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Another drink.
Yeah. Now, Josh, I know you, I think, have gone all over to Intel-based Macs. Now, how's that transition been? Because I know before you were using the G4, G5 stuff. I know you use Reason and all this other cool stuff. Tell us about your whole composition workflow when you create music for all this great stuff you're doing.
Well, I use a couple different things, but, you know, Reason by Propellerheads is my primary writing tool. And, they were, like, right on the ball when they, made the universal binaries. And, the speed is just absolutely stunning.
What is, now for the people that don't know, what is Reason?
Reason is a standalone music workstation that basically, with CPU power or, it's only to the limit to the amount of CPU power that you have. You can have like an unlimited amount of samplers and synths.
So it just basically, it's like a gigantic music creation tool that just, you can drive.
Right.
You can just drive.
Right, and it does it in like a rack metaphor, so the device modules, they actually look like something that you have in a music rack, instruments stacked on top of instruments. And,
you turn little knobs, and you can have a little drum machine and all kinds of things going. It's like the good old days with, we're a kid,
Something
new.
Yeah. Do you ever use stuff like Logic or Pro Tools when you get done making this stuff, or can you create everything in Reason there?
Yeah, I use Logic when I need to, when I have vocals, or, when I just want to do something a little different, use GarageBand.
Really? You actually use GarageBand in professional, production environment.
Oh, yeah, I used GarageBand. I used some of the sounds in that for the Mickey Magic thing. And, it's much more powerful than I think that people give it credit for.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of GarageBand, too, and, I find it, it really be a pretty amazing program because it just allows you to do things very, very fast and very quickly without having a lot of the headaches of a difficult, program like Logic or something that's much more tougher to use.
Absolutely. If you need to dig deeper, you can import GarageBand files directly into Logic.
Oh, yeah. And then,
you know what I'm saying?
That's really nice.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And, I don't use Pro Tools that much. When we were working on the show, obviously, we had to use it, but preferably, yeah, I'm a Logic and a Reason guy, and GarageBand, and I like Native Instruments.
Yeah, what's your favorite audio interface? We've been talking a lot about audio on the show, and we're like, well, how do you get things from analog into digital? What's your favorite way to do it?
Well, I have a device called a Yamaha O1X, which is like a mini mixer, and it's a FireWire interface, and I like it because I think the digital converters are just like crystal clear.
Isn't that an awesome board?
Oh my God! It just sounds great. I mean, that's the main thing.
I used one of those. I did a conference session at NAB last year about recording remote location for film and TV, and we used the O1X with this piece of software on the Mac called Metacorder, and that's an awesome board. That's a cool board. You're right. That thing rocks.
Yeah, I love it. And, that's basically what I use,
What else do you like about with using the Mac stuff? Is there anything else that you use? Let's talk about plugins for a while, because, a lot of these guys, you have these core applications with Pro Tools and Logic and Digital Performer and Reason and all this stuff, and then these guys have these plugins that are, these add-ons that do other effects and stuff. Do you use any kind of plugins with your work, or do you pretty much stay with what's native in the software?
Well, I like the Native Instruments stuff a lot. Like, they have two new synths called Massive and FM8. And
oh, is it like a little FM DX7 kind of plugin?
Yeah, but
it's
the next generation. I gotta
you just hear the 80s coming back.
I really feel like we're on the cusp of something new. I've never heard synths that sound like that before. It's like crisp, clear, and warm. It's crazy, and I also, it's not really a plugin, but I really like a program called Audio Hijack. I live and die by that thing.
Yeah, audio hijack is cool because, you know, it lets you route all this stuff around.
Yeah, but I mean, even more than that, I mean, you know, like when I'm using GarageBand, you know, if I don't want to, you know, if I don't have the time to, like, export things, you know, I just, you know, hijack it and then record little segments, throw them into Recycle, and then, you know, write in the reason.
Yeah, I mean, is it sort of the situation where it's like, you know, because you have everything coming in, you know, good audio coming in, that you can really pretty much use any kind of tool you want and make a good piece of audio with it because it's all been digitized, right? Or is it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, I mean, it all depends on the source. But yeah, you know, pretty much things tend to sound pretty amazing these days. I mean, you really got to go out of your way to find something that's subpar sonically. I mean, they all sound good. Living in, like, the golden age now.
Hey, Josh, you got an incredible website. I don't know who did this website in Flash, but it's awesome. But how do people, can they go listen to your stuff? You got a ton of music samples on there. How do they get all this and actually listen to you? Because, you know, we talk about all the stuff you're doing, but you really need to go listen to the stuff that you're creating. Just incredible. How do they go find out about this cool stuff?
Well, they go to my website, www.joshmobley.com. And I have a few things on iTunes.
Really?
So I did a remix for The Pretenders. That's on there.
Oh, you mean Chrissy Hynde is still alive?
Still alive. Still doing that thing.
So when you do a remix for The Pretenders, how do you do that? They actually contact you and say, hey, Josh, can you take one of our songs or a couple songs and redo them? Or how does that work?
Well, that was actually through a label called Peace Biscuit in New York. And that's pretty much who I do all my remix with.
Yeah.
And, you know, they asked me if I want to be involved in certain projects. And when they mentioned The Pretenders, I was just like, oh, my God, yeah. You know, I'm there. So, and recently they've been putting all of their stuff on iTunes. So, you know, I have a bunch of things on there. Jody Watley and
Jody Watley. Oh my gosh, Shalimar. Oh yeah.
And
actually, the baby.
there's another good track on there by a band called Sugar, S H U G A R. And I did a track with them called Little Devil. And
dude, I'm looking there. Look at this here. I'm looking right here in iTunes of Pretender, and there it is. Yep. New Verse Club Mix. Dude, that's too cool.
Sugar. Now, isn't that with who's in Sugar? I'm blanking on this.
They are a band from Baltimore, and a guy named Mike Macri and Evan.
Okay. Hey, Josh, we're coming to a break. Hold on here, buddy. When we come back, we're going to tell you how to get more information on Josh's music and all the cool stuff going on iTunes and all the great stuff going on with Josh Mobley. We'll be right back.
Are you a real estate agent? Then listen up. I've got something for you. NewHomePodcast.com. It's an exciting new way to reach an audience of home buyers that really understand technology and are fascinated with the new podcasts that are springing up everywhere. Now imagine having a dedicated, rabid audience that is in the market to buy or sell a home and wants every edge in getting the latest information. Maybe they're relocating to your area, maybe they're upgrading or downsizing, maybe they're first-time home buyers that are brand new to the process. Well, you can be their guide. And do so with professionally produced, up-to-the-minute podcasts that are delivered automatically to their computers and iPods. And that means sales for you. We make it simple. We do all the online setup, all the production, all the delivery of the podcast. All you have to do when you want to do an episode is make a phone call. Now, we do this on a zip code exclusive basis, and zip codes are going fast. So go to the website to see if your area is still available. It's newhomepodcast.com. That's newhomepodcast.com.
Inside your life,
business,
your home,
inside your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show brought to you by OSX FAQ, the best website on the web for all the information you need daily about Mac OS X. It's got great links and news, technical articles. There's just gobs and gobs. There's a bevy of information up there. You can check it out over at osxfaq.com. We're here with Josh Mobley. He is a composer, a creator, and, you know, he's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah. And you just took two more drinks there.
Yeah, there we go. Cool. Hey, Josh, where can people find out? We were talking about this before. You got the cool stuff on iTunes. You got your website. Give us your address again so people can actually go listen to your cuts because they're crazy. It's cool stuff.
Another drink. And another drink. Oh, my God, you're killing them. Call the 911.
My website is www.joshmobley.com.
Wow.
So that's where you can go to hear, you know, most of everything. And, the other stuff on
that. Fantastic, man. Well,
Josh, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
I know you got some new projects in the work here, so we're going to have you back on soon talking about more great stuff about music creation and all the cool stuff you guys are up to, man. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Nice. Thank you.
There you go. Josh Mobley, man. Check him out. His website is joshmobley.com.
You realize that half of our listeners that are playing that game are passed out by now?
I don't care. You know?
Like, they're not even hearing the show anymore because they're just so drunk right now from taking a shot every time you say the C word.
Yeah.
See, wow. I won't even say it anymore because I feel responsible now.
Do you?
I feel just, you know, knowing that I'm contributing to bad behavior, I can't take it anymore. I just can't say the word anymore. But it's cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Hey, you know, I'd like to thank the guests. We had some fun stuff today.
Yes, we did.
You know, we had a lot of cool audio stuff. You know, we had, of course, we had our normal cats here. We had Philip Hodgetts doing the digital production buzz talking about why you'd want to get Cleaner 4.5. I don't know why. But... we talked about that. We had Andy Shallet on talking about fonts.
Yeah.
How to be font
safe, happy.
Font stable.
Yeah, don't font
Fontaculous.
With it. Yeah.
Fontacata.
Don't font with me, man.
So we had font stuff. We had, of course, little Sammy Levin on talking about more cool Mac picks.
Because
great stuff there, yeah. We had our buddy Mark Weiler on from Samson Technologies talking about their very innovative Casino Royale cased podcasting kit with a condenser microphone, USB interface. It's got a little stand, got some software, a shock mount. The thing's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then they
got
the H4 Zoom. They're the actual U.S. distributors for Zoom. Zoom's a Japanese company.
Yeah.
So they got the Zoom handheld recorder that's a stereo dual XLR quarter inch inputs. Pretty neat stuff. So we talked about that. We had Stefan.
Yes.
Stephanie
Jordan from AudioHead. Yes.
So we got Stephanie's info. You know, she's one of the leading, she's like, she's the queen of audio.
I think so.
Pretty much.
I think she is the queen of all high end, all things.
Well, really, because, you know, most of these cats are all guys, and how often do you see, you know, a hot looking girl that's doing audio stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. She's been in audio so long. I mean, she knows everything. And
yeah.
She's been interviewed.
I mean, she
Rob
knows
Zombie.
Josh knows Steph.
She knows all.
The guy
really,
that was
yeah.
just on, Josh
oh.
knows Steph. You know, I mean, it's crazy stuff here. You know, it's this big loop of.
Of everybody's,
it's, just, it's good stuff.
Everybody's in connection.
You know, it's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, another drink.
Yeah,
oh, you're killing them.
We had
oh.
Alexander on CES press conference and build
straight out of Rikers.
Yeah, so Alexander came in from New York City just to do the show today to talk about the CES unveiled press conference. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the Consumer Electronics Show coming up here, and then of course we talked about our drinking game.
Yeah.
That you can do with milk. Yahoo. Yahoo's always
any
good.
Any non-alcoholic substance.
Yeah, you don't want to drink
that's
because
poisonous.
That's bad. That's,
yeah.
that's not good. And then, of course, Josh Mobley. Josh Mobley, MOBLEY.com. I'd like to thank the sponsors of the Inside Mac radio program, Micromat, DVD, XDV, MCE Technologies, FirmTech, and our media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo Magazine, Creator Pro, Mac Update, Digital Production Buzz, Printing for Less, Inside Digital Photo, OSX FAQ. You can find out more information at www.InsideMacRadio.com. Or if you missed the show or part of the show here on the radio, just go on over to iTunes and type in Inside Mac and get it. We got the Inside Mac Show, the weekly show. We got Inside Mac News with Dean Orlando. We got Inside Mac TV, Inside Digital Photo. Just baby, get inside.
Cool.